We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 13th of August, 2011. I almost said 1929 because given the stock market situation that we have going on, the volatility and the fact now that we have people jumping out of buildings, it seems an awful lot like 1929 all over again, ladies and gentlemen. Last night we had a victory, and we always like to talk about good news in this day and age where we are surrounded by nothing but bad news, it seems like a lot of times. But an appeals court has ruled against the health care mandate of the Obamacare plan. Reuters reports this morning, or actually yesterday, that Obama's signature health care law suffered a setback on Friday when an appeals court ruled that it was unconstitutional to require all Americans to buy insurance or face a penalty. The U.S. Appeals Court for the 11th Circuit, based in Atlanta, ruled 2-1 that Congress exceeded its authority by requiring Americans to buy coverage, but it unanimously reversed a lower court decision that threw out the entire law. So they reinstituted the law itself, but they did keep out the mandate, the mandate to actually buy the insurance. So that's a big victory. We'll see what the Supreme Court does, because ultimately this is where it's going to end up, ladies and gentlemen. We also have some other things. I want to talk about this, the riots in London. A lot of people have been abuzz about the riots in London, and I hear a lot about how these are just underclass people. They're poor people that are tired of living in poverty, and they're rebelling against authority like they have in other places. Well, a lot of the people that are participating in those riots are not poor people, as we'll see here as time progresses. And there's also evidence, ladies and gentlemen, I think credible evidence, that the government is playing a part in this whole thing. They ordered the police over there to stand down, and they let the rioters go on for 12 straight hours without intervening, at least in London. So we'll get to that. Also, we have a Fast and Furious update. You folks remember the ATF program? All that's been almost forgotten about now, but this goes on behind the scenes as these hearings turn on. We have new jobless numbers out, and that's kind of a boondoggle, too. We'll get into how the Department of Labor statistic is manipulating the unemployment numbers. In the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Dave Hodges. He's a host here on RBN of the Common Sense Show. He's been a past guest also. We're going to be talking to him about the Gulf disaster that happened last year.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. If that music doesn't get you going in the morning, nothing will, folks. Except a big pot of coffee. I was talking to our board operator during the break, Alice, and, one thing we have in common is we both love coffee. You know, I'm a firm believer that coffee is what moves society. But anyway, before the break, we were talking about this Obamacare thing and how the thing has been now gutted, basically, as far as the individual mandate. I think I covered all that I wanted to cover on that. I want to get into the jobless numbers, the unemployment numbers, because it seems to me that now Obama, I can't bring myself to call him a president, ladies and gentlemen, Obama has discovered a way to bring down the new initial jobless filers, the numbers. No, they're not going to slap the steep tariffs upon imports and curtail the outsourcing of our jobs, get rid of the incentives for the big corporations to ship our jobs overseas and search for cheap labor. No, they're not going to do that. Of course not. That would be protectionism. And we can't have any protectionism now, can we, ladies and gentlemen? So what he's doing, and I can't prove that he's doing this, but the Department of Labor Statistics certainly is, and is that not a bureaucratic agency of the executive branch? certainly seems like they would be under the control of the president. What they've decided to do, ladies and gentlemen, is they are lying about the unemployment numbers. Now, that probably won't come as a big shock to anybody because they lie about everything else. Why wouldn't they lie about the unemployment numbers? But what the trend I'm seeing here, and maybe this has been going on longer than I realize, but I'm noticing it. What they'll do is they'll report a number, and they'll report it low. Then the media will come in and jump all over the low number that they report and say, hey, look at this. You know, we were at like 16 straight weeks of unemployment. Initial new filers, they were above 400,000. For 16 straight weeks, this was going on. Now it's fallen below 400,000. Isn't it great? We're in a recovery. Here's a trend downward, okay? So after the media makes a big deal out of this, the following week, they'll report a higher number, but then they'll say that number is falling too. And, well, wait a minute, how could it be a higher number when the previous week they were reporting a lower number? Oh, but they revised that number upward quietly after the media made a big deal out of it. So see, week to week to week, then they're reporting that the numbers are falling. Every week. Case in point, Bloomberg reported on July 28th, new jobless was at 398,000. They said applications for unemployment benefits dropped last week to the lowest level since April, a sign that the weakness in the labor market is abating. Jobless claims fell by 24,000 to 398,000 in the week ending July 23rd, fewer than forecast. Labor Department figures showed today in Washington. And again, that was July 28th. Okay? Now, flash forward to August 5th. Unemployment aid applications ticked down to 400,000. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't it just 398,000 the previous week? Now it's ticking down to 400,000. And this is an Associated Press article. It says the number of people seeking unemployment benefits dipped last week, a sign that the job market may be improving slowly. Weekly applications for unemployment benefits edged down 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 400,000, the Labor Department said Thursday. That's the lowest level in 4 months. Then they note the previous week's figure was revised upward from 398,000 to 401,000. Now, wait a minute. Is this what they're going to do now? This is the new trick, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to report, under-report the number, and then later on quietly revise it upward. In other words, they're lying. They're putting out blatant disinfo about the number of new, first-time initial filers for unemployment to make the job picture look like it's better off. You know, and really what we're talking about is the difference of a few thousand. But so really, ultimately, it doesn't matter except that they need to try to instill some consumer confidence because the idea is to try to get you to go out and spend your last buck on anything and everything that you possibly can, okay, to try to do something to kickstart this dismal economy. But there's no way you can have an economy, ladies and gentlemen, without having jobs. And there's no way you're going to have jobs without having tariffs on imports of goods and services. We need to get rid of these World Trade Organization agreements around the world. We need to get rid of these clowns that go around clamoring, well, that's just protectionist. We can't have protectionism. You know, a little protectionism sounds really good right about now. We've been needing protectionism. I am not, you know, this notion that protectionism is a bad thing, well, that's hogwash. Bloomberg reports, August 11th, just 2 days ago, claims for U.S. unemployment benefits unexpectedly dropped last week to a four-month low, signaling the job market is being hampered by a lack of hiring rather than more firing. The number of applications for unemployment insurance payments fell 7,000 in the week ending August 6th to 395,000. So now they're saying it's down to 395,000. The question is, will this 395,000 be revised upward next week? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, how can you believe a figure? I mean, every week, every Thursday, I wait for these numbers to come out to see what this has done. It's become a regular ritual of mine. And how can you believe it? Anything they say when they're putting out information with regard to the hard data. Okay, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney was in a meeting this past week. He actually came out, you know, and made the claim. There was a Wall Street Journal reporter who asked her. Her name was Laura, Laura Meckler. She asked him the question of, you know, it's great that you want to extend unemployment benefits and everything, but, you know, and I understand how this helps people who are unemployed get by, but what's it doing for the economy? Okay? His answer was just astounding, ladies and gentlemen. He turned around, first of all, the condescension in his voice as he looked down his nose at her saying, you know, he said, well, you know, I can't understand how you, working for the Wall Street Journal, wouldn't know this. You know, why people take these unemployment checks and they spend them and they put money back into the economy. And according to the Real Clear Politics, they said that Carney estimated that the unemployment benefits could create up to 1 million new jobs. So I guess we all should be unemployed. This is how the exchange worked. I got the clip here. You folks listen to this and listen to the condescension in this guy's voice.
I understand why extending unemployment insurance provides relief to people who need it. But how does that create jobs?
Oh, it is by, I would expect a reporter from Wall Street Journal would know this part of the entrance exam to see it on the paper. But it is one of the most direct ways to infuse money into the economy because people who are unemployed and obviously aren't earning a paycheck are going to spend the money that they get. They're not going to save it. They're going to spend it. And unemployment insurance, that money goes directly back into the economy, dollar for dollar, virtually. So it is, and when it goes back into the economy, it means that everywhere that those people, every place that money is spent, it has added business. And that creates growth and income for businesses that then lead them to making decisions about job, you know, more hiring. So there are few other ways that can more directly put money into the economy than providing unemployment insurance.
Okay, I hope you folks could hear that real good. It was a little muffled, but, you know, the bottom line is, hey, unemployment benefits are great. I guess everybody in the whole country should be on unemployment. When you take your unemployment check, hey, those people are so hard up, they can't spend it. You know, they have no choice but to spend the money. They can't put it in the bank. They can't put it in their mattress. So they're going to go out and put it right into the economy, and hey, there's all kinds of growth there as a result of it. Whew. Wow. That's all I can say, folks, because I guess in that line of thinking, you know, if everybody in the country is unemployed, then the economy should really be humming along, shouldn't it? Okay, she went on to press him as to, well, if this is so great, then why isn't it working?
And why, since it's been extended, have we seen unemployment not drop? In fact,
well, what would have happened argument, but what we have seen is 2.4 million private sector jobs created, and this year there's. I mean, again, this is not just. I encourage you, and I know that you all have good contacts in that world, but economic analysts, wholly unaffiliated with this administration, would tell you and told you back at late last year that the combination of the payroll tax cut and extension of unemployment insurance would have a direct, measurable impact on job creation. So that of the jobs created this year, a certain number, however many tens or hundreds of thousands of jobs, can be attributed to those actions taken and pushed by the president last year, which is why he feels so strongly they ought to be done again as we continue to emerge from this recession. So that's why he believes very strongly we ought to extend those payroll tax and extend unemployment insurance.
Is the best argument that you can support people for these things that if we do this again, it won't necessarily get any better, but, you know, it won't be...
No, Laura, you know that's not how it works. You know that we have to do a variety of things to grow the economy.
Okay, now we have to do a variety of things. Now we're finally getting, you know... Folks, this is how these people think. When you're a Keynesian, and this is just more Keynesian economics, spend ourselves into prosperity. You know, nobody's buying this crap because it's not working. We'll be back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Keep it open during the program. You're welcome to email me during the program, and sometimes I'm able to read them, and sometimes I even read them on the air. But I generally try to respond to everybody. However, I do want to reiterate that sometimes I try to respond to folks, and the email bounces. I don't know what's going on there, but there is evidently some issue somewhere in the line, and some of you folks I've tried to respond to, and I get it just every time it bounces back. So just understand I'm not ignoring people, but I do generally read all of the emails I get. Anyway, turning to the London riots. Now, there's a couple of things I want to point out here. First of all, we're supposed to believe that these things just naturally happen. We've seen over and over again intelligence agencies and officials involved in creating these uprisings for specific purposes, and most of the folks I've heard in the alternative media seem to be buying into that, the idea that this is just a natural occurrence. And maybe, I'm sure part of it is. Generally, when a lot of these people are rioting, it becomes a free-for-all and others join in that have nothing to do with anything that's conspiratorial at all. However, we do know from the get-go, Mark Duggan, I guess, was the guy who was shot to death by the police, which they're saying was the thing that actually touched off this whole riot that broke out. And this was a multi-city riot. It wasn't just London. There were a number of places. I've seen maps of where these things actually broke out, and there were different spots, and it all happened at the same time. But this Mark Duggan, he was shot by police. The claim was, on the part of the police, I guess, that he had shot on them first, and yet the actual bullet that was found in the police radio that they were offering up as proof, I suppose, that he shot upon them, what turned out to be a police-issued bullet. So this, I don't know a whole lot about why they were there. I haven't really read the background on that. But what I do know is that this notion that all these rioters are poor and impoverished, that is not true. Daily Mail out of the UK reports the middle-class rioters revealed there was a millionaire's daughter, aspiring musician, organic chef. There was another report where they were actually said that an Olympic ambassador was one of the rioters. She joined in so a lot of these people are from privileged upper middle class homes that are joining into this thing. This particular Olympic ambassador, she knew the mayor. She had very high connections, and yet she's joining in with the looting. Okay, so that kind of puts to rest the notion that all of these people are just a bunch of poor people that are tired of their living conditions and blah, blah, blah. Okay, some of that may very well be true, but certainly not all of them. The real question I have here, ladies and gentlemen, with this is why, as it was reported in the mainstream British press, why were these gangs of thugs allowed to run amok for 12 hours straight without the police doing much of anything? Now, the first hour, okay, I'll give you, they were caught off guard. They didn't expect this to turn into a riot. Okay, I'll give you an hour. Heck, I'll give you 2 hours. 12 hours straight? Telegraph out of the UK reports this past week, Britain's biggest police force is facing criticism after it let looters run riot in North London for almost 12 hours in some of the worst scenes of street disturbances in recent years. They said the Metropolitan Police said it was focused on containing violent disorder in Tottenham on Saturday night, which left dozens of officers injured and saw squad cars, shops, and flats burned to the ground. But its tactics meant gangs of youth were free to break into stores at nearby Tottenham Hale Retail Park and in Wood Green, with looters forming an orderly query in broad daylight to steal from a sports shop. Okay, you're dealing with a country, by the way, which has cameras on every street corner. Okay? You can follow people everywhere. They've got the biggest police state apparatus of any non-communist country around. Okay? And they can't catch these looters? Something's wrong here, folks. Keep in mind, the mantra of the New World Order is Ordo Ab Chao, order out of chaos. The Hegelian dialectic, in my opinion, is at work here, folks. And then we find out later on why the police allowed this to happen. Because there's, make no mistake, they did allow this to happen. We're up to break time. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll address this, because the police, as it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, they received an order to stand down, to stand and observe while the riots took place. Now, why do you think they would want to do that? We'll take the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, once again, is radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you call in, I do ask that you be brief, though, because we do have a lot of ground to cover before the beginning of the second hour, as we're going to be bringing up Dave Hodges. And we're going to talk about the Gulf disaster and the associated issues with Dave. He has picked up the torch on that issue and really ran with it. Some of you folks might remember I wrote an article on newswithviews.com back last year, I guess it was now, that called Operation Gulf Grease. It's still on the front page at newswithviews.com, in which I chronicled where the money was flowing and how these incestuous relationships between these different companies were organized. And basically it proves, in my thinking, you can be the judge whether or not it proves, but the documentation speaks for itself, that this whole thing was orchestrated, ladies and gentlemen. It was an engineered scenario, and it sounds crazy to the average person until you start looking at how the money flows and looking at how these different companies are involved with each other. And Goldman Sachs is at the center of this whole thing. And isn't it funny how they were under the fire on a congressional hearing at the time, an investigation, and all that stuff just, you know, was supplanted by this massive crisis in the Gulf. You know, just very much like this Rupert Murdoch thing with these London riots. Isn't it interesting how you had all this stuff going on in the British press, you know, and it encompassed even David Cameron over there. He was under fire with this Rupert Murdoch News of the World hacking scandal, and the Prime Minister was involved, and all of a sudden you got all these London riots now, and you don't hear anything at all about that. Of course, the media here in the U.S. didn't report it anyway, I don't think. I don't watch TV news, so maybe some of you folks out there might have a better gauge on that than I would. But I don't think the domestic news media here in this country ever really even reported much about that. But certainly over in Britain, it was a big issue. But now, the riots have supplanted all that, and I suspect that the whole situation with the hacking scandal will probably just dissolve into nothing. Daily Mail out of the UK. Before the break, I was talking about how the police were soft. They were deliberately went soft on the London rioters, and now we find out that they were actually ordered to stand down and watch while these looters did their thing. Daily Mail reports on August 10th, just a few days ago, why police were so soft on the London looters. They were, quote, ordered to stand and observe, unquote, as capital burned. But in Manchester, they were hunting looters within hours. Okay? So in other words, the London police were literally ordered to stand down. Scotland Yard insiders say officers were told to just try to contain the violence. Complaints were by the public that looting mobs were being allowed to continue. Tactics finally changed on Monday as armored vehicles moved in. Met police took 3 days to issue pictures of offenders. They say police were ordered to stand and observe rioters as they laid waste to London's streets instead of confronting them, it was claimed today. Scotland Yard insiders have revealed teams were frustrated at their inability to wade in and arrest troublemakers while they looted and burned out shops. They had apparently been told to try to contain the violence, but not to haul away offenders who would instead be identified through video footage later, according to the Times. Now, where else have you heard this, folks? Does this not sound an awful lot like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in their Fast and Furious operation? Isn't it funny how we're not hearing anything about that anymore either, in light of the credit downgrade from Standard & Poor's? That's kind of been bumped out the front page now. You know, we have so many different things that happen that, you know, something happens that's big and huge, should be front and center of everything, and the next big crisis comes along and you never hear about it again. Well, that's not going to happen here because we're going to keep following that story. I'm not going to let Fast and Furious die because let me tell you something, folks. This is their effort to demonize your guns, to take away your guns. Make no mistake about it, the Obama administration is working very diligently to pass more gun laws, more gun restrictions, to bind the United States to the Small Arms Treaty of the UN. This is all being done right now, and I believe Fast and Furious was their ace in the hole to try to make it look like this was necessary, because the drug cartels in Mexico and now in the United States as well were becoming such a dangerous threat. Okay? But this sounds an awful lot. This, the London riots, and the fact that these police were ordered to stand down sounds an awful lot like Fast and Furious and how the ATF officers were allowed to let the weapons walk. And we know also that the State Department was involved in arming the cartels as well. We covered that on the show in the past, too. But anyway, the Daily Mail continues, and they say it was on Monday night when the riots escalated still further that tactics changed in armored vehicles called Jankos were used to disperse the crowds. On Tuesday night, some 16,000 officers also flooded London streets, almost triple the previous night's deployment, and they were finally given the green light, to confront the gang. The Met has also come under fire for taking 3 days to issue any images of the suspects, and then only releasing 12 grainy pictures. What's going on here, people? The police are working against the people. And make no mistake about it, this is a good example as to why, folks, why you need your firearms. Okay? Because these people, you know, whenever a riot breaks out in your city, in your town, and if you're living in a city, if you can get out of a city, you're better off. Because make no mistake, the one thing I do agree with other hosts, as they were addressing this situation, almost unanimously, all of them said, yes, this is going to be coming to the United States. I would like to be able to say that I disagree with that statement. However, given the economic reality, given the situation that we have going on that's being engineered with all of the Mexicans coming into the country, we got the polarization of different races, we got the communist Chinese here, we have animosity being created on purpose against these different races. I mean, you got the Mexicans coming in here, even Mexicans who come here legally, okay, who go through all the State Department's hoops, all the proper channels to become U.S. citizens. They come into this country and do it the right way. They resent people sneaking across the border, okay? They come here, they spend hundreds, probably thousands of dollars. I don't know what it costs to actually get through, but I'm sure it's not cheap. There's a long waiting list. You have educational requirements. You have to understand a lot about the United States. But if you sneak across the border, the government will give you free benefits. So it's not surprising that these people would resent the fact that there are other Mexicans trying to sneak across the border. And that's assuming they're all Mexican. Other countries from other nationalities, find an easy, porous way to get in. Hey, why not go through Mexico? Okay? But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this animosity is being created on purpose. You know, you folks are losing your houses. There's a new tent city up in New Jersey I was reading about not too long ago with pictures on the web in the foreign press. I haven't seen it in the domestic press. Maybe the local media covered it. I don't know. But I read this in the foreign media about the New Jersey tent city. And these people are there living because they have no place else to go. They set up shop on public land, building little sheds or whatever, makeshift houses to live in because they've got no place else to go. And this is what we got to look forward to here. All right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the phone lines because we have calls stacking up here. You're welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. And let's go to line one and talk to Maggie. Maggie, good morning.
Hey, hi. Good. I'm good. How you doing, Darren?
I'm doing well.
I wanted to talk to you about an article that was in the National Review Online entitled "England Used to Be a Country of Men," because it plays right into what you were talking about. It is about what you were talking about, actually, about the police standing down. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's mentioned in this article that I think is so interesting, and it applies to what's going on in this country with the assault on our right to defend ourselves, is there was a mention of a white paper that was written in England in 2002 entitled "Justice for All." And that paper argued that the government needs to allow the use of hearsay evidence in trials, remove the double jeopardy rule for serious cases, including cases that have already been resolved under the current system, and eliminate the right to trial by jury in many cases. So wouldn't that be wonderful if that popped its head up around here?
Yeah, no, it would.
I know
what you're saying. That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, no, I know it. But when you think about it, don't we already have that in a lot of cases? I mean, you have these
judges. Yeah, you really do. Our courts are kangaroo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have judges who are the arbiters of the law, and they make up the rules as they go along. They're not interested in applying the tenets of the Constitution to their courtroom decisions. It's all this social justice stuff. How do you feel about something? I'll make my decision on how I feel.
Yeah, and everything is increasingly communitarian today. You know, where the rights of the community outweigh, so things aren't being couched today in black and white. It's more of this gray, what benefits the public, the masses, the most, you know, and justice be damned, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, here in Philadelphia, where we've had a lot of black people who have been deliberately attacking white people because of the color of their skin, one of the first responses was, well, we'll add more cameras on the street and on the city streets, and that'll help stop this. Well, no, that's not going to help stop that. How about mm-hmm. kicking the butts of the criminals who are committing these crimes? That would help stop it. Enforce
yeah.
the laws, not hold their hands.
Exactly. And, you know, and the best homeland security in the world is the individual's right to keep and bear arms. You know, and yeah. that's the very thing that they're trying to take away. That's the very goal they want to target. You know, if they really cared about homeland security in this country, they would be promoting, and, you know, at one time in this country, it was even required, you know, you had to have a loaded weapon, it had to be in working condition, and you had to know how to use it.
Yeah.
Because people understood that that is real homeland security. But now, you know, with this opening up the borders, letting anybody in, letting anything happen, you know, and taking away the rights of the people, trying to take away our ability to defend ourselves, is just lay down and be a good victim.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what they're doing. They're making the American people victims by not enforcing our laws.
Yep.
It's a deliberate thing. You can't say that this isn't happening deliberately, just like you mentioned the police were being in the UK told to stand down. I mean, that's a deliberate thing. Who in their right mind would say it's okay if the looters and the rioters and the criminals burn buildings down? Let them burn. Who would say that unless somebody had an ulterior motive? Nobody who was using common sense and was actually concerned about the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a host on the on the network too, right?
Yeah. I'm on during the week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, aren't you on at like 12 noon Eastern time?
11 a.m. Eastern time. So what's that? 10
oh, okay.
Central, I guess. Yeah, 11 Eastern time.
Okay.
I'm on the Unsolicited Opinion. That's the name
of great.
My show.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. And in fact, I've we rebroadcast this locally here, and so I have actually caught your show on a couple of different occasions. You know, I'm not a morning person, but you know, sometimes I'm up that early. So,
okay.
But listen, I appreciate the call, and God bless you, and appreciate the contribution there.
Oh, thanks. You're welcome. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'll keep listening. Bye.
All right. We'll talk later. All right. Let's go to, we've got a few minutes. Let's go to Lee in Tennessee. Lee, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think people are making too many, trying to come up with all kinds of explanations for these riots. I mean, it's pretty simple. These are colored people. They're Negroes here.
All right, we're going to, bye-bye, see you later. No, they're not. They're not all colored people. I'm not going to take this stupid racism crap. There's a lot of white people that were rioting as well, and they're different classes. We're not going there. Scott in West Virginia.
Hi, Darren. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How you doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Second one, I think, coming here. We've been having it pretty bad, but I'm glad Maggie called in front of me. Maggie,
mm-hmm.
by the way, if you're listening, send me an email, I'll send you a song. Anyhow, I noticed this probably back in the early 80s, I noticed it, and when I was studying law, I noticed that they insinuate things, just like Maggie said, they let it go on, and then they grab you for it. So it's a way of, in other words, like you said about them cameras, that you go ahead and do the crime, then we'll come back and find you. In other words, and when I noticed it was, I don't know about all the states, but I know in West Virginia, the alcohol license, I was representing somebody in a court case on a DUI, and I went all the way back to the alcohol license, and the alcohol license that they issue says that they have a license to sell a non-intoxicating substance, but yet they turn around and then they arrest them for being intoxicated or driving under the influence after that. Had two or three beers.
Yeah, you know, well, somebody I was listening to the other day on the show had a really good point. It was one of those preparedness shows we rebroadcast here at night locally. And one of the things that they said made a lot of sense. He says, you know, we're becoming a society of two different types of people, those who have been arrested and those who will be arrested. And I just had to laugh because, you know, with all this, you know, with the many laws that they have on the books now, you know, you can be sitting at your table having coffee with your wife and, you know, you might not know it, but you're breaking laws as you're sitting there. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
You
absolutely
can't go through everyday society without violating some of these ordinances and laws and, you know, whether state, federal, local, whatever the case may be. Hey, I got to take a break. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the call there, Scott. All right, folks, final segment of this hour coming up straight ahead, and we will continue in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit Theravim.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, once again, is radio@governamerica.com. And in a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Dave Hodges, who hosts the Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting. He hosts that on Sunday nights. And he called me a few, well, it was about a month ago now, I guess, and was wanting to talk about the Gulf crisis, which is going on right now. I say going on because it's been a continuing thing since last year. And a lot of people are getting sick down there. There are a lot of illnesses. We know from the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and that was an oil spill. The Gulf situation was a gush, an oil well gusher. But the responders there, the vast majority of them, if not all of them, I think all of them, have actually died in the Exxon Valdez situation because of the crew exit. So we're going to get into some of these issues, some of the stuff that the folks in the Gulf area are experiencing here starting in a few minutes in the second hour. In the meantime, I want to go back to the phones, and John in Tennessee is on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. First of all, I appreciate the way you handle Lee's phone. Lee, it's not about race, it's about orchestrating.
And maybe that's not even his real name, you know.
And I agree, but it's about orchestrating chaos, starting in Europe and bringing it to the States. I want to respond to something that Maggie said concerning conviction on hearsay evidence and whatnot. Darren, there's something going around now that's come to my knowledge, partly because of a host on RBN, partly because of a study that I have in God's Word. It's the Lubavitch movement, and it's the Noahide laws. And it's not the Noah of the Bible. The Lubavitch movement is actually an esoteric, theosophic form of Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the equivalent of modern-day Pharisees. Yeah, and they're making it, where on hearsay evidence, in 1991, George Bush Sr. passed a resolution, joint resolution between the House and the Senate, honoring an 89-year-old rabbi, talking about the Noahide laws, which are a perversion of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And what it amounts to is execution by decapitation if you violate any of these Noahide laws on hearsay evidence. They can convict and decapitate, and that's what it's coming to. Maggie,
yeah, the way I understand the Noahide laws is that if you if you're not a believer in Judaism, you're not one of their adherents, that, you know, you have to be executed, and the method of execution is decapitation. Which sounds an awful lot like what they say about the, you know, the Muslims. They make the statement that, you know, there's this, the global jihadists are, you know, geared in that direction as well. Which makes me think that this whole Zionist thing is one side of the dialectic, and the Muslim-Islam thing is the other side of the dialectic. You know, and it's two sides of the same coin. You know,
one is in the forefront, the other is hidden. And when you talk about one, it's okay. When you talk about the other, you're anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you can, hold me over for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I can hold you over for a few minutes in the first segment of the next hour. Stay with us, folks. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government